The peculiar thing that there's no fear of Kahuna. Repeating, the adult mind means there's never fear of Kahuna. And the Mogan Avraham says there is, for the Masham, there is, but the first 3 months, they don't feel anything, it's not the fear of Kahuna, it means one of his brothers. The Mishnah Rishon in the back of the Oath Kuf, that's very often alphabetical order, says as follows. Who has Nathan? She quotes him up, because I look back at Nun, I quoted him up focus between the Mogan Avraham and I got Maimony. And the Shalom Nation says, Nathan ben Hei Ovav Kadosh Amtara Kuro. Kol Shul Shalom Be'var, Mekhen Amad Abad. I mean, the meaning is, you don't do Kuro until the fetus is 5 or 6 months. The question, of course, becomes, what? Where does this come from? Where did 5 or 6 months come from? Was the Masha of the Shalom Nation? Where did 3 months come from the Masha? Where did it come from? Where did it come from? Either you say yes, or you say no, I understand it's a little cute sheep. Where did this come from? What is called the modern expression, the famous story, Ephila Shemin Nathan Lazar. Remember that the coin looked at the famous story, but he said she's got. The coin looked down to see what it is, the boy, the girl, the girl, so much later, you know, there's a famous, Gemara had it himself, ever since I've always done them days, as well. She wanted to watch out Ruach Ephila or Nathan Ephila. And if the Nathan is a dump on the case, so, how can the claim look there? It's stuff, Mitame, that I'm not going to have. Ross said the fact that the claim look there shows it was not a regular Nathan, it was only what we call a spear. She was in the initial stage. But the Parshat Shad, the Gemara is not going to like. Look carefully. It is. The Prussian County not that way. And that's exactly what the Rishon said. There's no Shiva Kura by Napo whatsoever. I read you the Gemara. Membeis, Nero Lazar. The Gemara says, here we go. This is tough enough to ask leaders as well as well. There's some tests in all of it. Meister bishop Kosser from Meister Gata Berima she feel an angel of the ball who go koi the hit gets laid at the top of the cable the pia of our Meister and Rambe Tiaru and she hold the ubarbus of two inch up the half of the vada he feel us not nation of suffix garu suffix all garu because he suffix lost for the vada it's the famous suffix of the vada lo tam it feel it made for the ball and he feel it came in made for the ball. What do you mean, Kim Nathan Labor? Not a definite Nathan. Kim Nathan, Rashi, Spekveki, the Shamalo Nathan, Loya, El Shfir, Mole Ruach, a sack full of air. Not a real Nathan. Spekveki. Well, it says, well, Leda is knocking in the cable with Kukatani. Oh, he comes. Leda is working, Pila, Nathan, Pila. Love it, Nathan, Pila, Leda is up in the cable. That's the biggest thing about the fashion is that the Gemara has to come off the whole idea of the Kimin Nato, which is a lower level. The Gemara come on to that and still got to the question of the Sophie wants to be Devada. If we're not people the Sophie wants to be Devada, then what? Then it would be a regular day film, and they threw it out. They didn't bury it. That's the rabbi I got fired in this Gemara. And the Mogan Avraham said, no, it wasn't a regular day film. It was a Suffolk Ruach. So therefore, if it had been a regular day film, there would be a Kiva Kuru. And I said to you before, the consciousness took it out that way. Because although they were always saying it's not a regular day because of a different side capture of Suffolk Mosque of Nevada. But again, the Pashas in the Gemara is like the Abdullah. Like fighting against the Mogan Avraham, the Pashas. The Pashas. And the Gemara is at the end, another terrorist, Ivoyes Eilo. It's Vada Il Vada. Why? Famous of Kulda Bada Sutuyasham Vada Guru. It's not Sabbath of Devada, it's Vada Devada. Master got back to the beginning of Naples itself? Naples itself? See, Naples 9 months? You don't need a Kabula? Hashim Shah. But I go up and I'm like, Ron, it's okay. It's referring to a cake with a spear. Naila, the question becomes a spouse. That's the moment I go on top of the Zion. The question is, how do you, when do you get out of the death category of spear into the category of nation, going to the moment I go on? You see from this Gemara that even if you can distinguish between the duck and the cave from the top of the bar, that's what's going on over here, it's still only called a spear. So clearly, even the moment I go on, I have to concede that there could be a somewhat developed fetus, which still is not required to rule. That's the sum of the mocker for these cultures who will make distinctions and show the nation is only 5 or 6 months required to rule. Where do you get it from? How do you know it's not from one day for the Gemara Terra to get stuff at the Gemara? The Gemara Rama to give a Terra. It says someone a Shvir. Well, where's the cutoff between a Shvir and a regular nation? So that's the question. So the show the nation figure here. Look up on top. And you're going to be able to see where the duck or the cave are. And still doesn't require kavura. Pull the shear, pull what you will. So how, what is the shear? So I spoke to a doctor. He said, if you look from top of a pit, he says, until 6 months, the body can't tell the difference. And therefore, I said, arise to the show of the nation. If the shear should be 6 months, less than 6 months, this carriage should not require kavura. Should not require kavura. If it doesn't require food, there's no dinner of Yisrael, no, the Pashas, there's no dinner of Tumah, of the Pashas. For example, the Maisa, we have to assume that there's no Chiyuv of food. And I've said to you before, doing the food is not required, again, according to my understanding, is psychologically inappropriate. I know that others disagree. Maybe in my understanding. I'm going to read you a Sefer Gesher HaKayim, one of the great farms we'll be ready for it yesterday. He says about this. Perish Tez Zion. Here we go. He spoke to my plug about Napel. Look at the Gilead Rasha at the beginning of Shin Samach Beis. Let's give a quick look. We have where do we have to look? We fit at the Shin Samach Beis. So we're the right sentence. Look, you have a Gilead Rasha. Here we go. What's the call again? They saw Medina Musa Lazarako. They saw Kuro. I am suffering the Shemi Kess of the day. Should come to Mason. Who bore Shemi Kess of the Kongi Shuramai. Okay, close to another, close to another. Very close to him. What about someone else? Somebody is a problem. What happened to somebody else? We get the Shemi Kess of the Shemi about a Naples as well. Rabbi, we got to shift to a little bit of a higher gear. Yes, Rabbi.
Couldn't you say even if Naples is from
Israel, not from the school? I don't know. So it's really
wrong.
Why? That's a problem. You're wrong. Well, that's
the problem
that happens to become the guilty one.
Okay. What
did they do
with the
press?
They threw it out in the
garden. In the hospital, they just disposed of that. With the sensitive weight. So they have locked up and said, some of the people for science. We already talked about that earlier. That's the Tuscan Mayfield and somebody in the phone at an early stage. No reason may burn. Especially since the Tuscan say the doctor will often want to do some kind of study on the NACO to help the mother. And they want to follow, it should be dangerous to their life, dangerous to assure the future children. Very common. Very, very common. A woman miscarries and wonder what's wrong with her. A chemical is a problem, is a genetic problem, is this problem. They often want to do something. Then. So certainly in the early stages, when they're not have Chayav Kavura, you commit it. You know what they do with the rest of you? You sell them. That's what they do now. Let's go. Since I'm a gimbal, after we talked about yesterday. So but Pinoy Hameis, big problem. You can't move a mace. Once he's there, he's there. There are only two legitimate reasons to move a mace. One is to move from foot floor, there in control. Firstly, he's there in control. And number two, to move a person to the, what we call, Kibre Avoso, to a family spot. I see yourself, a family spot. To go for the Shabbat. Or of the other, she knocked on Avoso. You know, in the old days, it was done that way as a regular matter, of course. People live in the same place for hundreds of years, and one day they're in town, and then the family just keep getting married there. Somebody goes to some of these courses with one generation, another generation, you see the generations. America's a mobile society. God, the whole world is different. He lives there, and they live there, in different states, all across the country, and out there, it's droll, everyone's going. But come out these days, don't see it so much.
That's what I think, the issue that you're talking.
There are two issues. One is an achieve a Kfura per se, and there's also an issue of Tumma. Two different things. Let's go. If they dispose of it in half, there's no issue of Tumma. I mean, anyway. Let's go on. Now, Sivde, a Malikan made this man.
What's the two things conflicting each other?
Okay.
He was from a family plot.
Sarah
just
rolled up and herself
a family plot.
That's a good question. Yes. If he's from the middle of nowhere and you want to move him to either to a family of Charles, good. What if he's from Eric Charles? Move out of Eric Charles. That would be a big theory to have a very bad vibe about moving someone out of Eric Charles. So there's some family plot in Jersey. I can't imagine what you think.
Sure,
the other way around, so that I begin to understand. What if a person dies in Eretz Yisrael? What if he brought back before the Kfura is Chutzlar? Also very bothersome. It's not right, but it's done. It's done. Americans are tourists for 2 weeks. List in Eretz Yisrael, but he wants to be buried in a family plot in Jersey. But I know what's happening. At no time. You may have someone dies in America, there in America. Look, dies in America, once he brought there, Eretz Yisrael, as you know, very, very common these days. The other way around. Does be the wrong way, but that has been done. Alright. So, some name, at least in base, the yearly, change for Kfura. Chloris, the ear, Acheret, and that's the Eretz Yisrael, or the Kibre Avos. You shouldn't, don't forget the same two reasons why it's permissible to move someone from one place to another even before the burial. Otherwise, the person dies to place X, should be buried to place X. Look, there's no some family plots. So these days, the whole issue, should be buried there so the children come visit the cabin. The whole issue. Well, look, I understand if it has merit, that issue, but significant merit. But at the same time, it's hard to predict these things. You know, someone's buried here, and then the family's here, but that's 3 years from the family somewhere else. You know, so it's hard to know. What's the matter? That's where it should be buried. I can tell you that in different places according to different monogamous being buried next, what next to a spouse means. Yeah. I have two sets of grandparents, the Gron and the Brava, and in Yerushalayim, in the Frumi Yerushalayim and Har Manuchas, they have what I call mixed. That means that my grandparents are buried right next to each other. In the Chassidus Shechevra, the Chassidus, but in the Raya Mahibra Shtibel car here in Elman, when I was reading there recently, so my grandparents, Alain Mashon, are buried when I called separate cities. But no machines. There's an aisle. There's one side, the right side of the man and left side of the women. It's not far from each other, but it is. There's many cemeteries where they will not bury, how should I say it? Like a man between two women or a woman between two men, unless one of them is a is a spouse or a relative, and they will plan out the burial plot accordingly. Which I believe is true even in the modern Orthodox, the Reverend says, the RCA, they have Karakhan Beis Shemesh. I know that they, they have it's a mixed, quote unquote, mixed plot, but they won't say they want to have, woman, man, woman, they want to have, why? They have to ask the Halakha Commission to see what they have to say or how they rule about this. That's what they're talking about, the reality. Whether it'll be the ever be making which has hot God like my old maybe. But that's the general of the tongue of the seers. Okay. Fine. Once the person is buried, you can't unearth the cavern. Can't do it. An interesting question. One, if it's been shown me, which we made reference to earlier, should some of Bayes, the Shama Gilla rather, the question, hey, about the medical research of autopsy. The famous God of Yehuda is here, is worth quoting. Where he says, if you check to see the Shama Shamaka, it's all for Boshes, he says, in the Ashton Fund, name who called after Akhem, but all he's done with him, Rav Asa. He's called us the name, that's Shin Tama Gilla, the question. Hey, a very famous not to be Yehuda. Here's quoted a story. Oran Shepinu Asr Bahana. If you had an Oran, a coffin, and you emptied it, it's Asr Bahana. I had an unbelievable story from Rabbi Perek Steinberg, just last week about this. He's telling a story about when the Chevra Kadisha first started in his community in Israel, Queen Valley, and they were dealing with people who were, a lot of people had non-term relatives, and he told a story how an individual from a very fine person, I know personally, who was his mother-in-law was an accessible and not a from family. And before he turned around, this Chevra Kadish, this funeral home, this was going back many years, put in a mahogany casket or who knows what, or some I think it was dress and clothes. I said, what is the whole So he says, you can't do this. What do you mean we can't do this? In those days there was very much control these funeral homes. You can't do it. No, give me the plain casket, give me takwichim, give me the whole business. You have to undo it. Sir. You have to pay up for the first coffin as well. This didn't they do? Zulda Chevra Chayas, it is Chayas Ross, who were willing to go against every single din in Shulchan Aruch. They heard of this one. That they can't reuse the carpet, they had to pay it for this. But meanwhile, this is the din which exists. Interesting, it's a cotton valve, which is relevant to what you just said, Moshe. This is what Shiva said. They had an orange for mace, Husam, the self of mace, they had cotton, they also, it was too small. They got a different orange. Orange are reaching Musabano. Why? Because it's Loman Abida. It's not considered a proper Asmon, ends up a club star, maybe Asmine. You know, the dolphin, they're trying to fit him in, it's crooked, the character place to place, it's not considered a proper Asmon, and others disagree. If you can argue me as well, I've got one of this, if you did it illegally, you didn't get permission from the family. Okay, it's out of this car, that's what would have happened. Okay, but I'm not opening, fuming a grave, can't do it. Either there are over in Ayoshu, the Fosco, the Lipdok, and Havi Shpeh Tak, thanks to Mamba Lavacha. And they said the sale was invalid because he wasn't about it, he was in the Simonim. And they said, yes, Simonim, no Simonim. So he died, so we'll take out the body, see the Simonim. The interesting one, it was unclear what the Masan of the Gemara is. But you can't do it. Why can't you do it? Some say you can't do it because it won't help. Because the Shtanu has Simonim that you can't tell anymore. That's why it's no good. Otherwise, it would be permissible to undo the cavern for the sake of saving money. We spoke about it a little before, but it's cremation, other things. The saving money is a legitimate reason to do it, otherwise it would be considered nivah ha'meis. Ma'aseh de b'nei brach! Right there. B'nei brach! Kufna da'al al-alaf. Echad Shemlocha would have to have a remain. Ubob and Ishbacha Biru Olam Kvatnoi Abishat Misa. And so the Akiva, you check him out. Ina Tam Rasham Lenovo. But oh, Shimonim Asir Lishan Zaha Misa. But it's harsh to the Gemara that they're two separate Tirutzim. And then it's different that the Asir even would not have been for that Asir Lishan Zaha Misa. That's the Pashup Shah. Also to the Menabalus to save money. Can't have been Chafir so fast. I think the Tisra Ezra is precarious. You must have learned it all in one big parrot somehow. Here it says the following Shaila. What will happen? A Guna situation. Someone died, and apparently he's married, he's a married man. He's been missing for half a year. They buried him. And his wife came. And Simona was talking about his body. The Mutter opened up the character to see the Simona to be matched from Chevli or Igor. So many people say yes. Yes. Even for money, we're going to talk about Simona to English. This woman should be in a good call your mail. Mali didn't even go. Simona mail and the Stanley Ola. With Rashi, the Gamma Kvodo. Shabbat is Abu Yomu Kaddish. You can't take credit for a married man if he who disappeared because it can lead to a mistake in Hikot Haguna. I'll just disagree. Just a true man is called Zion. Okay, we have to go. We just can't. We have to go first. Right there. Let's just skip. Kuf, Tam of Dalar. Shin, cool. I'm back to one of them. Shin Sam of Dallas tells us about someone never was killed. He's doing regular Tara. You don't, you bury the way it is. He's down below that weekend. And the one of the reasons they're afraid is blood on him. He never ended up with those terrible stories with the bombing, and the Kabbalists would come and scrape off the blood, the Kavura. But that's just the sort of it, you know. So you can't just take off his clothes because there's blood soaked. Whole discussion, by the way, which is the conversation you should tell you about, but was cast away with tubes inside. People are just going to have tubes, and then he's cast away with the tubes. Some tubes they take out. It's just tell us what the conversation is after. Do these things. I don't know what they do. Something about. They take, I don't know. You have to ask cover condition experts these kinds of shots. It doesn't often happen. It's a serious question. Okay. Shin Sam okay. Tells how far it's going to be to the city, so we have it much further than that. Shin Sam is Bob, it's about selling a cover. Shin Sam is Zion. That's all I'm going to do. It's just a question. Where should she, would a woman be, should a woman be buried next to her father or next to her husband? That's next to a husband, because he has a chiyuv to be considered a barrier. And, talk here about not going into a study with the tissues hanging out, the law of the rush. Shin Sam Lachet. She made a callous rush in the cemetery. She eat and drink there. See them, light them. They make a common cemetery and they serve chicken. In the cemetery. Tie him, it stops. Lake him. I don't understand. Yes, we're still against her, I'm off. Well,
so when
are you married?
When
will
you be married? And she married her second husband for about
3 years. Oh, that's a very good question. That's a big Shiloh. Remarriage, where do you bury the spouse who has a present spouse and a past spouse? But often it's a part of a prenuptial agreement. I'm not kidding around. No, I'm very serious. Someone married for 50 years and has 5 children and 20 grandchildren, and then never becomes an alman or almana. Oh, they all told about it. The person's now 70 years old. But he can live another 25 years. That's why should you guys do that stuff? We encourage a remarriage. Remarriage at 70. So a woman's man, a woman goes away 70. And everyone also has 5 children and 20 grandchildren. And then now they're going to hopefully live together 20 years in good health, 90 something, all right? Now, what happens after that? So the meaning is, that they go back to the Eilif, Hatzei, Be'ashiv, El-Ishi, Arishim, Israel. Go back to my first husband. I don't have to finish it exactly left. But that's the minute they go back to the spouse who they were married, who were longer and children. They could obviously very flaky and interesting combinations of it, you know? So imagine the first wife for 10 years and had 5 children. And then they were then married for another 50 years to another wife but had no children. So what do you do then? I could easily see where this could be hairy. It's difficult. You know, I had a cousin that was who died. My first cousin that lost his daughter at a very young age. Terrible. And she had a young husband and a young tiny baby, and they buried him near her grandparents in Beit Shemesh. The both family part of her side of the family. And her husband was like a good start. He was remarried last week. That's what he went to again. And we hope she should live 100 years, so she should live a long, long life. And today he has a new wife and a new family. You can't. Someone's done that way. They bury some of the guys early. With a parental part of the family, so it's still going to be out of Kamatsky passing that way, you know, to look, to be right to know that it's 30 years, and it'd be a very smart man to figure that one out. Many stories like that. So I'll tell you another story about the Rose, Carl the Rose. That's burial. There's a Finnish Rebbe who passed away, and he had 2 sons. The older son, and then the next son. The older son was a fine Jew, and the second son was Kemba Rebbe. So there was a whole fight. Shortly after the father was buried, who was only one slot next to the slot of the father. So the question was, who's going to get the slot? The one time I'm the father, the older son. And the second was, I'm Dr. Rebbe. So I have the wish, I'm Dr. Rebbe. So they can't, and they couldn't figure out who to go to because one of the Rebbe wanted to go to Rebbe to die. And then some of the Danish wanted to go to one of the Danish person. It's not the only one that goes to the Rebbe Soloveitchik. He's the only one that goes to, they can go to trust him. They came here to the, right here to the yeshiva. I didn't say it. Rough words. Now they gave a stock in 1 minute, a stock of 3 words left. That's correct. Call our call your name is up. So apparently in Europe that was the stock that they had. And so all these things are never tell you how it happened before. That's just the way that these things are handled. But you know, the pressurized situation, how you have to bury someone now, these people are smart, they thought that they discovered the law before the can issue. Someone told me that, Now, if I understand, you cannot do justice to this limit, this is a double limit for a month, easily. If the guy's going to accept all of it, we're trying to do it today. So, Bob, any Google, any of us, I don't know if I see one calling at least. Only one. So we're going to do it real quick. Sorry. Special shift for God. Hakohen Muzish, the Litan of the name. That's it. And it's not only a mace by touching a mace, but being in the same oil as a mace, but even you have to watch out for what's called Elon a mace, a lawrence, an article, Dolom, that is there, Sumatar, a man. All these things are prohibited. Rambo, yes, Adam is a corner, but certainly Tommy the Cabin is in the mace. Yes, Makila the Chenor, the Lachlan and the Tarab, but it's wild. There's some folks who say, you have a cloud, Cherub are in the Cholo, and the Cherub is Abiyah Bo Tatsuma. So Abiyah Bo Tatsuma, the same as the corner, is the Nizah from a mace with Abiyah Bo Tatsuma. So too from a Cherub, same thing, Abiyah Bo Tatsuma. However, we assume that that way. Why? Why? It's impossible. Any desire to tip the leash, show Rabbeinu Chaim's plan of Rabbeinu Tam. There's a brisa that called tuma she'nozu megaleach alav and kol emuzer alav. So if that tosefta is correct, we understand eretz mechalo is another megaleach alav. Grow closer to me. Ain't nothing megaleach and kol emuzer alav. Tosefta. Rabbi Natan and Olaf. But Rabbi Natan wants it to be Shabbesh to you. The step is wrong, it's right for Kerk. Rabbi Natan is going to answer, hey, the fire specifically.
It's a type of the Nazar, no? It's a type of the step of the Nazar, that's Nun Dalit on the base. That's where it's going.
So it is a little wild, you walk in, anyone, well, let's, hey, so you're a Cohen. You have to leave where are you going? I mean, I was at a Levaya recently. I was wearing my watch. Watch made from metal. So this watch, the time is attached to this, called the Rogue Shonen. At the Kerem Kakot, the time is a right to the Ola. Not only the Magalasa. And therefore, the time of this room, the Ola. So instead, if the time of the Shabesh, the Kot can walk into any room. Everyone wears a watch. The watch goes to the Levaya, and it comes out to the room. You have to run away.
Take the back to Sicily.
So the night that we are making with this child, this letter by Goren, all of the fascinating cooler, doctors along with the medical school. Look, says in the Gemara that if someone is holding on to a mate, that's to a mate which is permitted to be betrothed to a relative. So while he's holding on to the mate, he's betrothed to another mate. It's okay. Found in Shulchan Aruch as well, I believe. So the Goran said, I have a great idea. What we'll do is the top. We'll get a watch. And we'll have this watch. Someone else get the watch to do a Levaya. Bring it out. Put it on the coin. We wear on the grips all the time. So now the call is already in the time, he's already Tmei Meis, Mamish, supposed to is holding on to a chair of the call of Beheter. He's a Tmei Meis, Mamish Beheter. And since he's a Tmei Meis Beheter, there's nothing wrong if he holds on to another mate. So he can do anatomy and pathology without a problem. That was his Einfeld, his interesting idea. So we assume it's incorrect for a variety of reasons. One of the reasons is, the instruction is, and the nature of the ether of the nefesh of Yitzhak Aviyama is it shouldn't become common, kipshutah. Don't become common. But it's very likely that's not the nature of the ether at all. The ether is that he should not come in contact with the nefesh. And it could be cooler for chumras on both sides. Don't think of the word literally, that's what Yitzhak Aviyama it's literally becoming common. The best proof of Catholicism is this very day. It's too much and other than Galeah, Allah, and Khan goes on, he's going to become common. So the passion for that did itself, assuming that the self is correct, which is what I'm in it, is that the nature of the issue that don't become common, but rather don't become carried to a mate. What's the idea of ain't too much Galeah, ain't other than Galeah, Allah, so the basics are explained that the Easter of Summa's coin is what we call, what he called, this is the phrase that he coined, we were talking about Atmo Shomet. The Cherub to call is in a Tumas Met, but it's not Atmo Shomet. That was his expression. So if you look in Rav Shechter, the same, I think it's called the Ikvei Atom, I think it's that one, he refused Rabbi Goren, I think it was Chochamet, I don't think it was my name, if I'm not mistaken. And he refused the kula on his basis. Some do it with Kerem Kol and Tumma. The question of whether you can let it come move close to a Kerem to a mace, you may not do. And he brings a number of rights. The Mechassina suggests you don't say it didn't stop a Tumma Bishut Tarat and Sveik Otor with the confidence of Tumma's Kol. This is relevant to flying an LL plane. Any LL plane, any given flight there is a show up in New York, it's a stuck at Summa. Because many times it's a mace on the plane. We'll try to discuss later today, I hope, or tomorrow, that Pashas is not a grown-up plant of your phone. Plus, it's like aloe. I'm not trying to make any commercials here, but okay. No, they don't. Yeah, no guarantee. They do. But not
that.
First of all, they won't always tell you, but second of all, it's the only last second, and then wait. The last minute. Can we have a clear dance? They suck at some. The talk can say, you don't say suffix to them because it's not the din of tshuva as such, it's the din of Yisrael. No.
No.
That's not so. I don't say so.
No, not the
earlier. I know. That's not so. Good. You did have it. Do the right thing. Okay. I was at a call from 5 o'clock in the morning. You were like, KLM. I told him not to take it out. He went through his whole family as KLM. I said, KLM. It's a KLM. So they told somebody, she looked very scared. What's the matter, buddy? Oh, if your father died, the company there is in trouble. So to jump out of the plane, that's a good one. He called me from Amsterdam. It was a crazy hour. What do I do? I have my wife and my daughter. I had no son at the time. So then so they could go to the plane. I should stay behind. What should I do? The plane, I'm going to die. I can't go on. So tower, that's a good way out. Yeah. Fine. Now, yeah. The din of Tumas Kol, and that's really all the din of Tumas, and the school of Tumas, the din of Yisrael. Another afternoon. Take a look over here. Shin, Ayin, Aleph, is called an Aleph. It's right here. I don't have to turn the page. Right here. Also, there are cats in the Shin Sama Vod. Asian Kolish and Uberet. Muteras, the Kolish, the Olam Eich. The second Mekaru. Shema, Nepal, Neba. Shema, Nepal, Hashem in the cable. He. So that's the definition of Kohen can go into an Olam Eitz. Right?
Yeah.
No. Eitz on the Rebbe said, I don't know what's going on. Hashem wants to avoid violence there.
Not only
does
not
even
go to a fire, but
he's complaining that they've got. Okay. In retrospect. In retrospect, we play the odds wrong. Baruch Hashem, I mean, we went 0-2. But we had to play the odds. So the Mefarshim has a kasha like this. Take a look at the Gilead Marsha. I ain't going to wrong. Come out there. The Balava Yimutta, the Tumma Balua, ain't in the Tama. Tumma Balua. No. And he doesn't like the sex faker. We're all waiting on our feelers. We've got to figure out what kind of thinking the sex faker is at. These fakers are screwing. That's the kind of thing that I've wrong said. So Rabbi Chanan writes in Kovat Shirim, telling Beis Kim and Ramadha, that even though, it shouldn't say too much, it's terrible, no? Tara Blua and a Matama, so the baby inside the mother's womb, which is called Tara Blua. Not Matama by being in the funeral home. It was a separate issue. Not to be with Karim. Not to be miscarried to a vex. Not to be miscarried to a vex. This being the case, of course, right? In the following situation, this is a very serious matter. A very serious man. It's happened. Never, I knew someone who was a Kohen, and his wife became pregnant. And never they found, halfway through, two-thirds of the way through, that the baby had died in utero. Never for a month. You know, she had 2 months ago, so she had to never go through this terrible delivery. You imagine going through a delivery when you know in advance, you know it's not. Never. Delivery's hard enough. But it's better not. It's not your own advance to boot. I'm not the biggest client. Couldn't be with him. So a father, my little well birthday, he volunteered. His father came with us, went with us to the room to be with us. That's a client. I read a book about it, you know, thank God, probably has been blessed with many healthy children. They're very happy. But Shabbos night, I think it was before that, any other children, if I'm not mistaken. It even makes it even more. But I had a bigger challenge. How could a husband be in a room with her for the previous 2 months? If you hold, the star sort of blew up, you're okay. Tasha. Same as Tara Blua Ainam Mitama, so Tuma Blua Ainam Mitama, which is the Tuma Blua in the wife's womb, and not going to be Mitama, your husband, who's in the same room. You go with this Mahala, which your chef has a big fat tone, they have a problem. He didn't learn, he don't want to lie on the spec. But in this case, no spec. Doesn't matter, it's up on the cable. Even they will not matter, that's what we spoke about before the question. I'm back with you now. Yes?
So,
what
about
Kila?
Should she get sidetracked?
Do we know? We don't go to sidetracked. It's an interesting question. It's an interesting question. They have a sidetracked. Wow. Never thought of it. I don't know. Good question.
Sure.
If you look at the Taz, Rebbe and Alexim and Shin Sam Akhet and Kotten Aleph, Kohen Mutu Shlatan and Reza Filu Nefer. Shabbat Kavar Bona Tolof. That's what it says. How early is early? You know, from an earlier time when you can be Mekel, to the Pisrei Tshuva, to the present days, as well, until 40 days, it's not a problem. Maya Ba'alma. Beyond 40 days, but after Kiyim, what's Merukah, what's not Merukah, we have to be Machmer. Well, the Yara of Yaakov Emden here, Mesa Nitrov, never. He wants to know, on the Tom Maynados, it's very silent. Let's leave it to that. I have to say one fascinating thing about Tumas Eretz Amim. We have a coin sitting here in the room, I don't know about to be here. We call Eretz Amim also the coin of the Taliban. Finished. Crying down to be an Eretz Amim. So, the question of what becomes, new, out. Get a tower flight, get out of here. Then the Taz. That boy is mine, Shehoya, Taurus, Eretz Yisroel. When Eretz Yisroel was Torah, and the book of the Tomei, so he had to live in Eretz today, never, even Eretz Yisroel is not a Chesed Taurus. So therefore, this is no longer a plot. That's what the Taz said. Not that way. But the meaning of the Kohanim is to be somewhat lenient in this respect. It's the Kohanim sitting in the room right now. Oh, so we have to only be learning. Oh, Baruch Hashem? Okay. Fine. Yes. Rabotai. Let's go to Simon Shin Ayin. A coin may not go into the room, but it's a ghost day. It's a ghost day, it's never, you know, we went there, we could die at any moment. You have to be careful. I can find a ghost, we talked about that earlier. To be careful. Okay, so the coin goes to Ashes. So let's be a shadow. It wants to bring a person to a hospice, and the son-in-law of the coin, and the two grandsons are all Kohanim, and they want something to go into a hospice. To the Goyish hospice, we'll get to the Goyim with this little more cow. That's all, that's the best care we can get. Go, and if the Kohen has to go in, you've got to go in and dish out the crack. I wasn't sure if there's ever, you know, hospice people, you know, can live for a long time in hospice. I mean, go there. They can't do any medical care, they can't cure you. But you can live for a week, a month, many months. Shin Ayin Aleph. Too much Olaf. It can also be for, no matter how big it is, it's still din of Shabbat Ol. The Tanam is the Oraita. The Shach seems to say that there are two rooms with a hole between them, and a mason room A and the Kohen room B, it's only Osam and the Rabbanim. You know, the whole of a setup is joined between the two rooms. Hashem is not the way into the Shach of Amen. The Shach of Amen. What did he mean? The same effort is called Sof Tumalot. It's a very important principle. We'll debate that. The Yeshiva is the Yeshiva Shemitzvah sort of. You don't know if you debate that. The beginning, this is Steven Turashi. The beginning of the middle of the first part of the base to the end of the base. They point that on the side of the Bible of the Gemara. You know what I'm saying? I'll say a minute what Sof Tumalot is. Here we go. Beautiful analogy. Amazing, goodbye, it's looks up, and Harvey Kulam. Why? So, Tumalot. I'll give you a simple example. You go on a certain big street in the city, and there are funeral homes. And the funeral homes, you go at night, nothing's happening there. And they have awnings. And of course, the doors are locked. And they are going to walk under that awning. So, strictly speaking, if you're going to look, oh well, the answer is yes, because there's a door, the door's closed, as soon as the door is in the perfect fit, and the silver cannot get through the door. But the problem is, we know that tomorrow morning will be Levaya, and the detective makes out under that warning, called Sof Tumalot. Someone's going to ultimately come out at that point. There's a Sof Tumalot in the stomach. Yeah. What are you talking about? Where are you coming from? A different country, maybe? But you're right. If all the men could figure out that way, there wouldn't be a problem. Yes. That's what's going to be. Well, stuff and harbor, they're all coming. You don't know which one's going to be. You make a definite decision which way to go. So, yes. What? Good. Oh, good. Maybe he's right. I don't know. I thought that's where I came from. We used to take the O and out. Scratch my example. My example is wrong. I will draw the example. Give me an example. I don't know. You make up an example. So, wherever they take the base out a particular way, and there's an overhang, that's called Sof Tumalot. Okay? The Rashi of Allah Chavir, Shigosh with Hachamim Tumma, Allah Moshim Derek, Tim Tassilah, Shistof Allah to Derek Shah. So the Rav Rashi, we're going to start with the Lama Tess Rashi, is Doraisa, Allah Moshim Sinat, Diran Rashi, the Shid Derek. Diran Rashi. It's a very important din, Sof Tumalot. And the Machloket says, the Shali, the Tiran Rashi, the din Doraisa, Allah Moshim Sinat, or is it a din, is it a din Derabbanan? Is it a din Derabbanan? It's interesting. The Beis Yosef, right over here, in the beginning of Simon Shin Salak Aleph, and it talks about Shin Ayin Aleph, rather. It talks about Sof Tumalot. Very important halacha. He discusses, what about Nazim and Galeah? Is the Nazim and Galeah for Sof Tumalot? Another question? Talk to the Tshuva Tadeshin. Tshuva Tadeshin is the following amazing thing. What do you do with Shari Ha'ir? They would take the base, take Yerushalayim. All right, does everyone know the Yerushalayim? It's an old city. So there would be a mace in Yerushalayim in the old city, they take out the Shari Ha'ir. Who knows the Shari Ha'ir in Yerushalayim? Well, I don't make another mistake. Which Shari has a cover on top? No, yeah. Shah Tzion, what's that called? Shah Tzion? Come on.
What's that shakol? It's very narrowly described. But today I think they're not a shakol to you. You need to make it somewhere in the old city. You can't, the Kohen can't stand on the kippah of shakol. You know, the mace is 100 feet away, or 500 feet away, a mile away. It's far away, yeah. And there's no connection. That's the same thing I told you before with the awning hanging out of the building. Here, it's open air. So that's the one that also included himself in the Malates. That's the Truman Division talks about. Ashayla, yes, no, maybe. A whole tilpul in the Beis Yosef quoted from the Truman Division. In the middle of all this, he quotes over there, Al Tumma Shayyatu Megaleach Allah, Ein HaKohen Muzer Allah. Right? And if that's the case, he wants to know who said that Tov Tumma Lattes is not the Megaleach Allah. He suggests not. Suggests there should be no crop of Tov Tumma Lattes at all when it comes to a Kohen. Why? Because if you assume that Ein not the Megaleach and Kohen Muzer, and assume that Ein not the Megaleach, then there's no power for a Kohen in the first place. So I suggest the Truma Tadeshin, according to Beit Yosef and Timon, Shin, Ayin, Aleph. No, if that's the case, there's a problem. There are more in the Mekel by Perif Kekhola. Right, we saw before. But since Shin Tabachet, ain't a Tarabazet. And yet, when it comes to Sof Tumulate, he's Machmir. He's Machmir. This is Shin Ayin Aleph Tiv Dalet. Hatamash of Sof Tumulate. There is Shom Rolaki Luyotza. Yesh Machmirim Lekoanam Denet Zerak Shar here. Shin Sof Ames Lotus Misha. Yesh Matirin. Ba Mekal Hifted. The Machmir Shlo Nogul Achmir. That's in the case of Shar here, which is some far out there. In the case where the doors closed in the morning, there are most make Machmir Mimina. Could be he holds not the Megaleach. The Truma Tadeshin wasn't sure ain't not the Megaleach. That should be kasha against the Rabbah. The Kvei Atzor, Rav Shem Tov Shlita asked him kasha. He agrees with the Pashim there. He agrees ain't not the Megaleach and Kohen Muzer, but he holds that Dov Tavot does against the Megaleach. He wasn't sure the Truma Tadeshin about this point. I don't know where you can check out his difference. What about a Meis Akum? We all know the famous din Akad Kuyam Adam, that those that are Torah Adam Kiyamas for Oel, that Akad Kuyam Adam, the Ain of the Chavim Kuyam Adam. So the Mechavim says in Simon, Shinai and Beit and Beit, Kivri Akum Nochal Yizor HaKohen Milelech Aleyah, Alpha Vishesh Mechilim, Bamba, etc. So Nochal HaHachmish. That is the Mim Achmish. What's the Shadam HaKohen Kuyam Adam? Shakos, after Kuyim Adar, I know there's no Kuyim Adar. That's my Ola. I'll go back over Maso. Yes, Omrin. Tafila Mekilim Otsrim. Yes, Omrin? Yes, Omrin. How can anyone be making those beyond what the Gemara? What's the thing? I told him I said, Ola. Is there an Atom Kuyim Adar? I'm going to try to count that a little later. So, The some person will say, you know, that's why Sof Tumma Lattes by Meitei Akum. They said about Pesach HaOel. It's a very wonderful day. I would be mine, or the Arichas will take a few days to go over some of the legislators, so we don't have the time for it. Just to give you a marimo, Pesach HaOel. Dictate sex fake. However, I believe Rav Shapta makes the following suggestion. It's a different thing. There's two dinners. Tumma and coming close to a mace. And by and by, there's no tumma. He says, there is no tumma. Even in Achmiri, there's no tumma. After Kuya Mata, there's no tumma. Is there some kind of a special Easter of not coming close to the mace? But Sof Tumma Lattes is not considered close to the mace either. So it's the time of a monitor has, and we can say Pshat in this day. There's no Sof Tumma Lattes by Meitei Akum. That's all that's a different interpretation of why it's so. There is apparently that the deceiver is told a very amazing thing. And although a Makum, like, this is a tremendous school for those who accept it, but although Pesach HaOel quotes,
Although we say Akum is Matami Beola Hatkila, you shouldn't walk on the Kevri Akum. That's only an Ola which you walk directly on top. The mace is directly on top of you or directly underneath you. That's what I'm after by a door. What we call Ola Amshacha, which is Maisa Bukhayyam, you drive on a certain highway. You drive on a certain highway, you know, the cemetery with trees, overhang. That's not yours on directly on top. It's only what we call Ola Amshacha. Then we're not after the Kevri Akum. Why? So this Mahalach of Shabbat explained that it does not consider his carcass. It's only the Tumah. Oh, if I'm on top of the mace, I'm walking right down the cavern, because I'm coming close to the mace. That's a separate issue. If there's a tree overhanging both of us, it's not considered to be coming so close. It's the Tumah. It's the Tumah by a guard. Perhaps. And there's a Mefurshe Gemara Masechta Yevamos that says that Akum is not Metameh Be'ol, but it is Metameh the Mako V'Matzah. So how can there be a Shita? It's Direi of Shita. So it's Direi of Shita. And it's a car can even touch the maid Akum. It's referred to when we saw the Yesh Omer. When we saw it in the shaft. Yesh Omer, I feel like killing him over. Shin Ayin. What kind of Yesh Omer? It's the Mefurshe Gemara. Nay, the Mefurshe, you want that it's the Tame, and that it's Asur. With this Mahalach, that's 2 minutes, and don't go together, you can explain many kashas. Now I'll go back to Shin, with those who don't go back to Shin Sama set, this Alf. Where? No. Okay. Oh, your reign said it's calling glad to touch a goyish name. It's against the first Gemara, that it's Metame. It's on the stomach aleph. The answer is Metame it is, but it's not also. We're not driving away from the history of Tum. Sounds all you saw. That's a machol of the Satanoi. Well, the class of America have Jews there too. So we assume that they're all alive. Everyone's alive. Someone may be in the morgue. The morgue is usually downstairs in the basement. They're not interested in people bumping into bad for business. They hustle the maids out to some very out of the way places downstairs and outside. I mean, I've been in here. If you've been in morgue, then absolutely. So a Cohen cannot go into the basement of the hospital. I agree. But the morgue is right near the morgue. They can't. Right? Even if it's closed, it's off to Malachi's problem. And even though it could be a Jew, go ahead. But to go into the third floor, whether it's for everyone, it's for Bechat Kuskaya. Yeah? You did the research again. I agree. Which one? Okay. Got a father. Got to the homeless. Okay. Now, that's Shara here. We'll get to that a little bit later. I tell the Kohanim to take only the upper level of the bridge. Because the lower level, forget about self-similar levels. Let's say those things self-similar levels. The low level of George Washington Bridge in the daytime hours, knowing how many Leviathans there are in New York and through in New Jersey, has a long bridge. And yeah, I mean, if they close the upper level, I'm not saying you stay, I'm not here to travel across the lower, but if you have a choice of two levels, take an extra minute, so it's better to take the upper level. The lower level is a problem without self-similar levels. Some folks can say it's holy there, so from to us, by Shara here, it's not Iker Adin. It's only Xavier Sheva. They're afraid you'll be under the Shara here and the vial pass through. That's what they're afraid about. But if that's a shot, you know, maybe a very remote Kashash by a little Shara here that's called Shara Tzion in the Yerushalayim or Kurdish, it's a very significant Kashash on the George Washington Bridge. Simple. It's not covered. Not covered. A little bit, as much as all the chance. Look, if the guy wants to go to the Lincoln Tunnel, I'm not going to tell him to swim. I mean, on top, but if he has a choice, up or lower level, I'll tell him to take the up. That's a greater. I can't answer everything, but. Yeah. This din in the Shulchan Aruch about Hilan is called Tzchachos Upros. And Tzchachos Upros, She'eni Mechol Mechadol Ma'adiva Bein Onis, the Ramah says in Hichos Tumas Meis, Perek Yud Gimel, Halach HaBeis, the Mezim, Tumas Mid Rabbonan. The Rabbonan, Pashat. Why it's not the Doraita? Because the leaves are separated from each other. And the Rabbonan can review it as one leaf. From the Doraita, it's not maybe it's a sort of might have to meet him. Very what's that? Shin Sama Festival. Tremendous not first big shadow like this. The remotes of the children we said the makel from matter and even the rabbana a summa, they covered up reels. And therefore he says a car of a Kohen going to the cemetery for the kibur of a relative. Even though on the way back they're going to have to come back within dollar abbas of another mix. It's an issue. You can't coin that out with a dollar abbas of a mix. Take a look at Simis Shavan and Shin Ayan Aleph. Hey. There's also the carbon of Arab Abbas of a mix. Okay, can't do it. So a bunch of the Solomon Shalom. Someone is a coin. He wants to go to parents' Leviathan. He wants to go to the cemetery. But on the way back, they have to go to the Dalai Lama of the Mace. The Rabbush is not as Makil. The Dalai Lama is the Rabbanon. Whatever is the Rabbanon, they will Makil. The Lajmish will cover the Briyas, the cover of your father, to go straight into the Kever. And then on the way back, even though you can't avoid being with the Dalai Lama of the Mace, they were Makil. So to pay for the Prat, he writes. So I'm saying it's Kiddush Nifla. If the Tzachos are Prat, the Rabbanon, so if you have to go to a pass under a tree, which often happens on the way out, may also be mutter. May also be mutter. This is the Rabbana. Fine, the Shulchan Aruch seems to ask this whole thing. And Simon Shin Ayin Gimel Siv Zayin. Also, the Kohen is Tana the Mace. I feel a little bit ancient. Shemi Tana the Krova. The Sikha Kohen Shemes Lomate. Sorah Nizor the Krova of his soul face Akvarat. Today shall you climb the base of Kvarat, where you climb the Kvarat of Peyam Shaykh from Meso. So in many places the climb all bear on the outside of the cemetery, the outskirts. So the people, Shin Ayin Gimel Zayin. Shin Ayin Gimel Zayin. There are more things that you referenced to earlier then. That's the Lachash of Pierce New Meso. I'm a Baal Shu Ozu Gimeso, Mutal Tamas Abachere. That's what makes Ozu. That's what Begora took the extended to the watch. We don't accept the watch extension, but the basic data is found in the Ramon. So I quote, according to the Moshe's Mahalach, there's room to be Mekel, not only if you're going within the Dalaranus of the Krom, even if you're going under a tree, which overhangs you and the Mason at the same time, perhaps. The Moshe's Mashma and Simon Rachel and Dave is not even without that, even though directly on the Kevin. I, the Shah, after this, Shah is a cutting in Dave. Shach is talking about as the spouses. Bach posa the afma alicha otter laos of tuba came at your actual low the cover of the soul face at work. And earlier the Shach said, Ha'isa hubin neshe b'chazori et sa'ach lelach ala kvarim u'kvapir shim eitam. So the Bach said, you can't even go. But I saw in the Pnei Baruch, he called the Rav Fisher, so Yaakov Fisher made a charedah, says, no, you look careful in the Russian of the Bach. Someone attacked Rav Moshe. How can Rav Moshe go against the first Bach? So he said, you look carefully in the Bach, the Bach is matter. I looked very carefully in the Bach. I think he's right. I think. But the Bach is only saying that you have to insist that the Kavura takes place at the outskirts of the cemetery. You have no right to have a poor inside because you don't have a problem with anyone coming back. But I think that Bach might concede that if you try, you can't help it. Sorry, mister. This is where the Kesar is, the reason no one else to bury him, that's the reality. You can stay home or you can come in, your choice, but that's the reality. And that kind of a reality could be the Baptist Moser Lekula. Moser Lekula. That's what the Fisher writes, although the standard reading of that one of the Baptist to be mapped where the Shabbat. Well, Moshe's making, he says, look, you're allowed to go in. On the way back, you have no choice. What can you do? You can't, what are you going to do? You have to go out as quickly as you can. The question goes around, what kind of is this? Well, right, you have to go in the first place if you know full well before you walk in there, and the way out, you have to walk over the Kvorah. That's the kasha against the Moshe. Right, the Shiva Kvorah. Yes.
The
only gentleman on the cloth against
my little
Shabbos, he actually
go behind
on the
Lula
after the Shabbos,
but
I spoke to this Rav Chandra on the way back, and then I went to the other idea of Shabbos and Chidasa. That's a good point, but it has nothing to do with this particular case. No. There is a Rav Enatam. Rav Enatam suggests that maybe it's Muslim to be Metamah to a different name, Bo Bayom, because you're not eating Tumah. In other words, in Hebrew, I'm English, so be able to be Metamah. With Matish Lishu Shri, but if you're Matami at 10 o'clock in the morning and you're coming in at 10:30, not going to be known after me, they're going to be most of Tumah. The Sukkim is something else. This is my quote, I'm not the writer, I'm not going to go to the father about this. But there is a Shida Shri Shona which would say that as long as it come out the same day, it's alright. Maybe because of Taka, they rely on this Shida. And Tom holds that way. But others are not going to be in the Tom, they're rushing up in the Hilfot Tumah. Rabbi Natama draws the Yisud Noraitza. And then they call Rabbi Natama the Yechidah. So the nice, the din is you have to be careful. You can't do it. You're not allowed to go if you're going to have to go directly over the cross, in my opinion. But under a tree, which is the Rabbanon, this is grounds to be a mekel, as I said to you before. You know, that's the chiddush of this din being the Rabbanon. There are poskim, the Rambam is mashma, even while you're touching a mace, your own mate, your own relative, it's also going to tie to a different mate. Take a look over here. In the bear Angola, on the side, there's the cut of face. The Rabba brought the din from the tour, you give a time to you to mate with your relative. You give a time to a different mate as well. You know, from the Divya Ramna, the Rosh, Nodim and Bays, places. When he is guided near him, he lost in the Rambam, she owes their God for that. He must small sugar, this is the bear goal of our faith. Must small sugar than others, the Chiburin, Chiyubu, the lack of Yisura Iko. It's called Tumah V'Chiburin. He's touching mate A, I touch mate B, so Chiyubu, the lack of Yisura Iko. Pashti may be in the Daraisa. This is another reason why the Kohen shouldn't go into the cemetery if the other nation. Not only the way back is the problem, even the way there is the problem. Because of this Shita Sarapa. They say I'm the meanest, the Baragola made a mistake. That's a mistake. The passion of the Rambam is like the Baragola. But another reason for this, you go into a cemetery, into a funeral home, and there's another nation in the funeral home. Because of the Baragola's altar. Someone told me that Shomei Hadass, unbelievable story, that they retrieved someone that never from the concentration camps. They found some, I don't know, they made soap, a bar of soap out of the bodies of the victims, the Jewish victims of the Holocaust. And they were keeping it. The Zichron Olam. No one should forget the atrocity that was perpetrated by the Jewish people. But they, don't ask me short questions. Apparently there was something, but they told me whenever there's a Leviathan car, they take it out of the building. So this is Rambam, and watch the Rambam, and whatever it is. But it could be an epic case. They have some of these big, you know, there's 5 Leviathans a day. So you try to arrange it when the Cohen relative, it's hard to know. There's a Cohen relative of the person who passed away that there should be no other mason in the funeral. Not always even arrange that. You can't be relying on the other person, but the Chatzilah, we should be mapping for the passions in the Baragol, Baragol, Shadrach. Asha. Yeah, the Pasuk do say that. The Mechitza, it's a Shavanah, the way. Shavanah says that. What civil award area is Sif what? What?
Sif Hei, Shinai and Half Hei. I'm at my Amor, I'm saying I came from the Suyam and Mechitza's Gavol Sif Fakim. I'm a Suyam and Mechitza's Gavol Sif Fakim. Then, I want to say Dalat Fakim away. The Pashtus is that it can be Mechitza either way. Either the Mechitza and the Mechitza should have been in the car, the Mechitza in the car, or you're in the car. Pashtus, it can be Mechitza. Pashtus. Take a look over here at the Fitzke Tshuva in Shinai and Bay, it's across the test. So you've got an analogous, this is what we spoke about. Talk to you about Kivayakam. So the Dabba Merabah quotes, that the Raib and Hold, He's the Tumah and Israel linked. And now every Kohen is considered to be Tumah. He must have been a Tumah Vayah without even realizing it, or he was Tumah some other way. Okay, Kohanim is Manazeh, Enam Musarim ala Tumah. Can you imagine that? They don't rabbis to officiate a funeral. So Kohanim, maybe they hold up a Raib and Sheep. And for Aflo, Kaim ala Tumah, Raib and the Kovach of the Maze Akum, he gets sex faker. What's sex faker? Maybe make Kiriakum Enim at Tamibo, and maybe the Raivan is right. So, Spisha Samach, when you're not in the Tumas, ain't milk of the other. So it's all. Then he writes, I said, I made a mistake. I found the Mishnah Lamala who said, according to the Raivan, and he's a cloud. But Kovach, he put this in the Tamibo. Actually, I said, no, there's no Malkus, but it will be Osir anyway. We ask him anyway. So therefore, there's no more sex faker. So over here too, the composition of Tumah B'chiburin, according to the Berak Golan, there's no chiyuv, but it might be into the rights anyway. It's a problem. It's a problem. I should tell you, when I said before about trees, that the trees, maybe only the Rabbanus Pachos approach, it's only if the Penetra the leaves carefully. If each leaf is a tefach by tefach, this clue may not apply. Each, well, one leaf. The leaves in general, tefach. It has to do with two letters here. Kavod Rami. According to the Tefach Tumah, you remember that? The Tefach Tumah talks about that. So it depends what the tree looks like. Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Shin Ayin Aleph Sif Aleph. Okay. So give me for this very brief survey. I just want to go through some of the highlights of the Tefach Tumah's clients. We're not going through everything. This is over here. A nephew of Tefach al Tefach is no good. From one to another. The Dossam, a nephew, Muzal al Dikon is the Bayat Acher, Shastima al Tefach. A few little bitter Leo Shavalamis, but the Midish is Dossam Kohaneke. Al Lotham Kohaneke, Al Ma'at Miyat al Mitapa, enough for Shavli Yosheva Lomis, for my, the Chosin Ne'etumbo, Shavot Avro, the Mlav Enim Amar. So what does the Shavonot say basically, Rishonim? You have two ways of taking care of the problem. Either you stuff up the hole completely, then it's enough even if it's going to be temporary, or you stuff up the hole to the point there's no Tefach HaTefach remaining, but then it's deferred. Who did it? But that's Rishonim saying based upon the studios. Hagamah. The back of half an hour, but that's the total, I think, 3 years ago. Fine. Listen, I'm off. The whole daughter of the Kabbalah is still made a host of the same tumor. Famous dim is only thing I will learn to dim. But you have to know that it applies in our situation. The Mishnah is set for all of us. Fine. What about a door, gentlemen? A door? The Tad talks about it. The Tad is the Kohen Gibbon. The door, they close the door. So the door closes. So the Ramah says, "V'lo mikri stima b'chalon elam kein yochol lama v'lo smicha." It's self-sufficient. It's there by itself. It doesn't need any support. Our door is only the hinges. So it's talking about the Machmer, that a door did not cause the Sand Duma. Radical Chumrah. Oh, the Kudas are Kassas, that can't be. Right. The Kudas are Kassas, that's an impossibility. How can you have to Chumrah? It's against the postures of the Gemara. Take a look at the Kudas are Kassas. Next, I'm at base, page 18. Rosa Lochiach, Lomol, Chatzitas, Zelas, of Halon. Kol she yichol lama below steer shall barzo or shar dava shall barzo. Aval pi she aim with a store of kark and aval kabel tumas. If you're in a tzayit yizaino, then ken hod yitzim a mishnah v'pols ken b'kabel tuchz di b'stavad as losas v'chalon as kodatin. Hadu le fushi, the hainu b'dak v'she yichol lama v'dil lana below steer u'mafsech ha-tavua ben, which is a rarity. The parsha pshat in the mishnah in the Gemara is against the top. Against the top. No, the Tosfos is marked by a matzeh shein a kavua, stimas aroy, but a tabah matzeh kavua, sir kavuim. He says it's not a problem. That's what we hold. The Lakuna Zaken. I have only one slight problem. The door opens and closes, right? So we consider it kavua. It's going to open and close. That's the only. It's no problem. Why? Close it wide. The whole doorway. But is it really true? Is this door closing? Is it? Is the fire door? It's closed everything. Not much, nothing. Baruch Hashem, we have a fire door here. But in a regular door, even when you close the door, is that considered a kastima gemura? It is. I mean, sometimes you can feel a little air. Sometimes you see a little bit light coming through it, you know. So how closed is closed? Is the door a kastima kavu or not? I once had a shadow like this over 20 years ago. It was this, never a baby passed away, a young baby. And the grandfather of the Kohen and the close family friend, very close, was a doctor, a neonatologist, helping the kid that was also a Kohen. And this was a vial was held in the young Israel of Staten Island. And they were never a little baby. So they wanted to have the baby in the shoe, not in the shoe. Because at the end, what happened was, anyone in Staten Island? The old building, before the new building. So they had the stairway behind the Aron Kodesh, down behind the Aron Kodesh, going out. So they put the Aron there, they had to close the door. The sculptor was no problem, we would take the men out the back door. They never come to the shul. And then the Kohanim came in, she was gewaltig, the door's closed, what could be better? Now all of a sudden I'm wondering, the door's closed, true, so that door has metal hinges, so we make it like when the Kudas gets against the top. That's fine. But I'm wondering how closed is closed? How closed is closed? I'm sure the door closed. Maybe it's also a fire door. I don't know.
Sure, fire door.
Fire door? Baruch Hashem. It's a fire door. So it's, but other than that, it gets me a little bit nervous how closed is closed. I don't know. Sure. Okay. This dinner, let's go back to Sof Tumulot there, both sides. Okay, the Shar HaIr. Remember that Ramot, the Shar HaIr? Want to be Machmir? Where are we? We're in Simon Shin, Ayin, Aleph, Siv Dav. We came from there before. Shar HaIr. So the Dav of Meravavah says, it's against the first Mishnah. I wish to Allah turn it off to the Sabbath. Allah, Mukha, Kiyesh, Matirin. The Mephurish, the Mishnah. They tried to be dochel. The Pashas, the Nafan, the Mishnah, the Grote, the Mishnah, the Mishnah's making. A Mishnah. Oh, so I go to Mishnah. A Mishnah. So I don't get to the whole pupil about whether that Mishnah's a Rav Ruah or not. It's hard to go into it. In Russian, the Pshat Mishnah, which is double whatever quotes. You can look it up. But the Machlokes, as I said before, is in the right or is in the Rabbanon. It's interesting, it's so Rabbanon. Some suggest, if it's the Rabbanon, Ein Mazum Megaleach, for sure. So therefore, it's quite loser. If it's Doraisa, then it's a Shuma Tadesh and Shaila. That's the Pasuk saying. Look at the Seder Pesach HaOel. Quite a reason for that. So much to say, but I just can't. Skip. Let's now start the next topic. What should I just say? What happens if someone's asleep and someone passes away in the building? He's not wearing any clothes. So walk out the street naked? Shinai and Bex, Rabbo, Sifal, Kohan to Shomim Oru, Huba Oel, Imamek, Lo Yoda, Ein the Hagilo, El Yikru Lo Stah, Shiei Tidei Shiyal Vashat Tatchila, Avalim Kfar Yigidolo, Otsa the Hafna Shiyal Vashat No, the Rana Naked. The Dafkin, Huba Oel Amei, Shutsuma the Right, Avalim Huba Beis, Aprat, O Eret Ha'amim, Shutsuma the Rabbonan, Yal Mishat Motchila, the God of Kabbalah Abriyat, which is Dokhala the Rabbanan. Wow. Huh? No, what Eretz Amin? Oh, in Amei, someone died in the room. No. There are two gears in the Gemara Barakas Atchav about the Tekuta. Two gears. What about the Raivis? The Raivis is once he's Tame, he's Tame. Once he's Tame, he's Tame. It's a double Mirabon discussion. I need to nail it up back there. I don't understand. Of course, the Raivis ain't going to use the Torah. Look, here's Miatuma. So the answer is not so posh. Not so posh. Maybe, according to the Berah Gola, according to the Rambam, even if you're touching a maze, and no Pirish, the need to the right to touch another maze, or the state to stay in the time to that maze. So, what it says. Right, that's correct, also true. Okay, now I come to the topic which will, I guess, we'll probably concentrate on tomorrow a bit more, which is Oel Zoros. Like what you were saying here, I was also looking up, called Taras Sokim. The writer of Levi Yitzchak Halpern Sefer, he tries to enable Kohanim to walk into the hospitals of Yerushalayim. He goes to the mall, he tries to have separated out, and he talks about a lot of his problems, but a specially designed horror, fiberglass, with a special way coming up from the bottom, a whole technical genius, an halakhic genius. Shubit back and forth, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Michal Hitzkov, a whole fascinating paper about this very cool. And a lot of what he says here has relevance to the question of airplanes as well. Okay. Let's start from the beginning. This is an introduction. The Machlokes Hanoim, or the Oel Zor Shmeo Oel, or Lach Shmeo, not Kamina. Is a Kohen permitted to go on to Beis HaKvaros to see the table of Migdol? That's the way that was Erev in there, that Lavis, you know, the Erev. Right. Beis HaKvaros, that Lavis? Can you imagine that? We're following Al Quran. We're following the stuff of Yomi. Okay, fine. Oh, Zorak Lav Shmeoel. Is it in the right or is it in the Ramon? Yeah, I may have mentioned you this year, maybe not. The Pnei Yoshua, El Zedah. As in Sukkot HaKof Aleph, there is the Dinder Abonah. Midoraita Oval Zorah Shmeel. Quoted Midoraita. There's a patch over there. By the, you know the famous Sukkot Gemara over there by the babies when on the door on top of the elephant? Umbrellas? A little bit. So the Sneh Shua there says, even though it's an Oval Zorah, this animal, right? It's with the right, it's all Zorach Shmeel. Ah. of course, Paisa is a different era. There's a cousin that is shore of the Noah.
They don't stick in a profile.
It sounds like they hold against the player, sure. That old dog last year is in the right. That's the passion. Now, if we say, oh, Zorah, if Enoch Otis is there somewhere, the Mishnah is Mivir Enoch Otis. The Mishnah all is Terechet, Mishnah Gimel. But oh, Zorah is not there. Why is it there? Mivir Enoch Otis. That's the question. If you could say it, Mishnah goes to Mandava, all Zorah Shmeel, maybe this whole thing. That's such a Gavali. Some suggestive made, no. A level of the right to all Zorah is even closer. You can't say maybe they're the closest. The right level is maybe this whole thing. Just it depends on how old suggests. You think they're the right. Maybe this whole thing. The problem is, ain't nothing to galea, ain't called Muzer. Therefore, all those are glass rail of the Limited Rabbanon, the Tarp ain't nothing to galea, so why is it calling Muzer, Morgan, Mumar, and Averman? That's the cash of the test of all. That's the cash. But this is relevant, as I said before, to particularly to airplanes, and also to a little bit to old or to an hour going on wheels in a very complex technical system. But since I think we're out of time, Mr. Shem, tomorrow I want to start discussion of old or present, and tomorrow I'm going to say Shiota around 9. But I want you to think about a little more carefully how early, I'm serious now, but be realistic, how early, maybe show about a minute to amongst ourselves now, listen to this.